What's up, Robin?
Hey, what's up, Robin? This is a Graveyard Geek Podcast.
Welcome back to another episode.
What I want to talk about is angry customers.
Okay.
At work. I know everybody has them. Like I get this one guy and he's like trying to pay for his cigarettes. I think they're Camel Blues. And he's just like swiping his card. Like, it's like it's a chip. And he's like, ugh. And then he puts it in the chip reader. His chip reader didn't work. So he's like going back and forth. And so I was like, you gotta have the chip. You gotta run it 3 times. And then he's just like, you know what? And he just throws the cigarettes on the table and walks away. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Dude. Oh, wow.
If you would have listened to me,
yeah.
I would have ran you through it.
I'm here to instruct you.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for, you know? What about you?
I had this one guy. We had our system was about to go through an update. So we can't check in, check out, do anything like that. I pulled up and the guy was walking out and he came back as soon as I clocked in and the system went down because it was updating. And I went to go check him in. I was like, oh, sorry, sir, our system's down. I can't check you in. He said, that's just on you. I was like, I'm pretty sure the last shift told you to hurry back, you know, because you didn't have a credit card. The essentials that you need to check into a fucking hotel.
Yeah.
And he started just yelling at me. So I was like, you know what, man? You get the fuck out of here, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I yelled at him. I was screaming at him. I showed you that video. I was fucking pissed. Oh, yeah.
It was that guy?
Yeah, it was that guy.
He's like, get out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. He's like, you don't fucking yell. I'll fucking yell at you if I want to. I'm going to tell your boss. I'm going to get you fired. Go right ahead. Right. I don't give a fuck anymore. Fuck this place. Fuck you. It didn't go to that extreme, but I was yelling at him.
That's crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, it just, like, the internet, like, controls what you do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, if your internet's down, it's down.
Yeah.
You need to call, like, what's that called? Like, the help desk or something like that. And the customers don't understand.
No, they don't. They think everything runs perfect all the time. It really doesn't. Man, the internet at my job went down maybe about 3 times last week.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It just sucks. It's especially when there's 1,000 people there, the internet goes slow, and they're like, there's no Wi-Fi. Oh, there's Wi-Fi. It's just slow.
Yeah.
That's one of the downfalls about having free Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're paying for it, I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
But it's free. So either hang out here in the lobby or go back to your room and shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Fucking can't stand that shit.
Right?
So. We have a story. You can bring that up?
Yeah, I'm bringing it up
right now. All right, so we have a friend of ours, Angie. She works at a corrections facility. Facility.
It's like cinnamon.
So we can't name the institution, but she said, well, an officer falls asleep on a contraband watch.
Ooh. Whoa.
An inmate who had ingested drugs like meth, heroin, cum. I think she meant to say coke.
Cum?
Meth.
Whoa.
Meth, heroin, coke, etc. It was a typo. So the officer wakes up and smells shit. First of all, why is the officer asleep on the contraband watch?
Yeah.
Anyways, but he wakes up and smells shit. He sees the inmate is literally eating the balloons he had just shit out. Balloons of meth.
Oh, wow.
That's when your brain is fucked up, when you're eating your own shit trying to get high.
Oh, yeah.
Good God.
Like, oh, especially in jail.
Oh,
that shit's hard to get, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never been in jail, but I can.
Hey, that sticking up your butt, dude.
Did he like eat it and like say, you know what?
She said that he was eating the balloons full of shit, full of meth, but yeah. He just shit out.
What?
So he had to ingest it. Cop falls asleep, and he's like, "I'm fucking shit this shit out right
here. Right here, right now."
Poops it out and eats the balloon, the poop balloons of meth.
Oh man, that's gross.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah.
I want to know why the motherfucker fell asleep in the first place.
Yeah. Isn't that your job?
Right?
Not to fall asleep?
Why does anybody fall asleep when they're watching me at jail?
Right?
And she also said that a guard is getting her tits tattooed.
What?
By another inmate.
Hey, that guard is dope.
Yep. Well, I was talking to her. I was like, I heard that guards were, you know, prison guards will start acting like the inmates because they're around them so much.
Oh, yeah, kind of like what's that? That one, Stockholm Syndrome?
Yeah, kind of like that. Well, no, Stockholm's when you fall asleep with your, you fall in love with your,
yeah, kind of.
Keeper. They start acting like them. Like, kind of like, tell me who your three best friends are and I'll tell you what you are.
Yeah.
You know, because they all act similar.
Yeah.
So, you got any cool fucking stories this week?
Not really.
It's been slow, even though we're in season.
Yeah, even though it's been slow, because like there was like a big storm.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You remember on that?
Friday.
And where I live, it hit bad.
Yeah, it hit pretty bad here. It was like lightning.
Yeah, there was lightning, but there was like this flood, flash floods. They closed down every way to get out. Like, they closed down all the highways, so nobody can get out.
Yeah.
And it was so busy that day. I don't know why.
People are stocking up the supplies on fucking Circle K.
Yeah.
Like, the world is going to end.
Like, the world's going to end.
Circle K.
Yeah. That's the place. They're the only ones open.
That's crazy. I was working that day. I was actually hanging out with Josh.
Oh yeah.
Hopefully we'll be another guest soon.
Hopefully.
God. By the way, we need guests.
Yeah.
So what have we got? We got Facebook Live going. Pictures.
Taylor Hansen said pictures of the tattoo didn't happen.
Oh man, I wish I'd get some.
All right.
Hey babe, you wanna say hi?
Aloha.
That's my beautiful wife.
Yeah. But where's my phone? God damn it.
I have my mom told me a story. She was walking doing a night walk. Yeah. And she said that she found this girl drunk, passed out, right? And she tried waking her up and she wouldn't wake up.
She's so dead.
No, I wish. That'd be cool, right? And she's dead. The end. No, so she called the police. The police got her up. And they get her to the lobby, and they get her in the cop car, because I guess she's, like, flipping out on them. So they're arresting her, or she has a warrant or something. I don't know what the story is about that, but they're going to arrest her. And one of the cops come back and, like, hey, she needs to use the restroom. Is that okay? And my mom usually says no. My mom's thick-skinned, like, you know.
That's what I would have said.
Tough as nails, like, no. But she's like, fine. So the girl goes in there. She's in there for about 20 minutes.
Shooting up.
Nope. Shitting on the walls, bro.
What?
So she's shit all over the walls. My mom's like, oh, fuck this. She closed it, put it out over the sign. She wasn't going to clean that up.
Yeah.
The cops took her away. I come in the next morning, and it's out of order. I was like, what's the bathroom? I was told, take a look in there. Open up. There's shit, literally. Like, little pebbles of poop all over the walls.
Oh, and you probably had to, like, take a mean shit.
Dude, I don't know. It was bad. I was like, I'm not cleaning that shit up.
Right? Then I gotta take a shit so bad. I have to take this shit on the walls.
It was everywhere.
Yeah.
It was like everywhere around the toilet.
like that's why I close my bathroom at night.
Yeah, you got to.
One, because of that. Two, because people will probably shoot up in there or whatever.
Yeah.
You know. During the night shift. And three, to keep the homeless out. You know? And that's why I close the doors at night. and that for the reason why my boss told me to shut the door, because I didn't shut the door until my boss told me to. Somebody like came in shop, like, can I use the bathroom? I was like, yeah, go ahead. Yeah. And then they went in there, came out, and then the guy's girlfriend came in, and I guess they stole the scanner for getting in the deliveries and shit, and for the audits. And I think it was worth a lot of money. Up in the thousands. And somebody stole that. And my boss was like, no, shut the door. And I was like, sweet.
So they stole a scanner?
Yeah.
For the products?
Yeah.
Why would they need that? Just to resell it? Like, hey, I got this Circle K scanner. Fucking give me some crack for it.
Sell it on Craigslist.
Circle K scanner for products. Only works at Circle K. Yeah. No use. Super expensive, though.
Right? Yeah, I have my fair shares of people drinking and sleeping out in the front.
On the back? Oh, okay.
And because, in the front, we got this little bench. And, people would sit there and, loiter.
Okay.
And I'll go out there. Now tell them, how long are you guys going to stay here?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, not that long.
Yeah, bullshit.
You know, usually people will leave. But some people, there's this one guy, you're telling your mom, saying that there's this drunk girl falling asleep. There's this one drunk guy, and he freaking fell asleep. And he's been there, my whole shift. So I called the cops. So I was like,
good old cops.
You know, hey, this guy's sleeping. You guys gotta check him out. I was like, they're like, okay, we'll be there. And then, because I felt bad for him.
Not me. They can fucking die. Make my life hard, they can fucking die.
Right? Yeah, but he wasn't bothering anybody. He wasn't asking for money.
Mm-hmm.
He was just chilling there, sleeping or whatever. I was like, how long are you? I asked him, how long are you going to stay here? Oh, not that long. And he stayed there for a couple more hours. And he's like, and then I was like, you got to go.
Yeah.
And then I called the cops. They're like, okay, he's going to jail. I was like, he's probably got a warrant or some shit.
Oh, shit.
What's that?
Yeah, I want to go on your podcast. Oh, it's Pam.
Oh, hey, Pam.
We got another guest coming. Yeah, definitely Pam. We will schedule. Is that Pam?
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, it looks like him. Sorry, it's this big. We're Facebook Live right now. Join our group, Graveyard Geeks Podcast. Graveyard Geek Podcast, sorry. We just have another person who wants to tell some stories. So we'll get you on next week. Is that okay?
I think Geronimo's.
Oh, Geronimo. So two weeks from now, Pam. So if you can hear me. So, yeah.
Yeah, but if you want to go into news,
we got a lot of news. Yeah, we got a lot of news.
Oh, I got a lot of news.
I got some news too.
You got some news?
Yeah.
Some news.
News. Why you got it?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so we are going live next week.
Yeah.
So we're using this app called Mixler, and you could actually type to us, talk to us as we're recording live. It's pretty cool. You could check out other podcasts and do it with them too as well. So it's a pretty cool little app. It's called Mixler, MIXLR. So we're gonna go live. You can talk to us live and drink with us.
Yes. Hey, Donnie.
Hey, what's up, Donnie? So it's pretty cool. We're gonna do live next week with Geronimo.
Oh yeah.
So. And then, what's his face? Mark Hamill tweeted, confirmed, Luke Skywalker.
For us?
For us? No, I wish. Fuck, come on. With him and his graveyard stories, I don't think that video's ever worked.
This work never in a graveyard in his life.
No, this is news, but he confirmed that Luke Skywalker's gonna be in episode 9.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Yeah. Luke's coming back.
I heard Vader's coming back.
What?
Yeah.
I love Vader. My homeboy.
Yeah, I heard they might do like a Force Ghost.
Oh, like they're gonna do like, sorry guys, I'm barking.
Give us one second.
Tiki, we heard enough from you. Okay. So as a Force, yeah, I saw the pictures for the Force Awakens, how they're gonna bring him back like a Force Ghost. But they never used it. So
yeah, but I guess they're gonna have Luke. I'm not sure if it's like the older Vader.
Okay.
Or Hayden Christensen.
Or Anakin.
Yeah.
Well, the older Vader's dead. That dude died.
Well, I know. That's why they have the Force Ghost.
Yeah, so they. What? Okay. Let's just stay here. Just come back right now. Okay, so, sorry. That's my daughter. Just. Somewhere. We're recording live right now. Okay.
But they're, I'm not, we'll go to this next one. DC Comics is changing Nightwing's name.
Dick Grayson.
Dick Grayson.
Yeah.
To Rick.
To Rick Grayson?
Yeah.
Why?
I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
You had the article right in front of you?
No, this is a screenshot.
That's bullshit. Why would they do that? That character's old.
Like, yeah.
Old as fuck. Like, that's the first Robin old.
Yeah. Like, they're changing his name to Rick.
Richard. Well, Richard is Dick, right?
Rick.
Oh, Rick. But Dick, Richard is Dick. Like, Richard Nixon would be Dick Nixon.
Yeah, I guess here.
Yeah, he's just growing up now. He just wants to be called Richard.
Nightwing 51. Why don't you just call him Dick? Oh, no, it is Dick.
Yeah. Okay, so there's no name change at all.
Yeah, but
he just wants to be called Richard now.
Yeah, Rick. R-I-C.
Oh, Rick. R-I-C. It's still same name. He just wants to be more grown up.
Wouldn't it be Rich for short?
Richard. Dick. Rich? What do you call him? Rick. Richard, Rick, Dick.
I don't know.
It's all the same name. It's like William and what's the other name for William?
Bill.
Bill, yeah. It's like William and Bill. Richard and Dick.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, that kind of scared me. I thought they were going to make him a female or something.
No, they changed his name to Rick, which is weird. I like Dick Grayson.
Yeah, Dick Grayson's a badass.
I mean, you got to be ballsy to have a name Dick.
Dick, yeah.
You know?
He's not compared to Jason Todd, though. He's my favorite Robin.
Jason Todd?
Yeah.
I would like, if I were to name myself, it would be Dick.
It would be Dick?
Yeah. Like... They'll be like, oh, you're a dick. Yeah, I know.
Straight.
Did you hear about the Donald Trump Easter egg in Assassin's Creed
Odyssey? I just ran across it. I just, like, right after I got done playing with you, playing in bed. I'm just kidding. he make Athens great again.
Yeah.
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 But like I said on PlayStation, was it a Ronald Reagan Easter egg?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's what you said. Because Ronald Reagan was the first one to say...
Well, yeah, I think this is like, let's make America great again or some shit.
Same thing.
Same thing. Make America great again. Let's make America...
Donald Trump is plagiarizing.
You got any more news? Like,
yeah, I got more.
Okay. What else you got?
The Google Pixel Board buds, the earbuds.
Okay.
I guess if you have them in, they can translate like
different languages.
Yeah, like up to 40 languages.
Well, that's badass.
Like in real time.
I don't know. I hate talking to people. So I have to talk to people in different languages. My excuse not to talk to them now.
Well, I mean, like, if you go to a Mexican restaurant and they're talking shit about you,
yeah,
put the
pixels.
Yeah, put the pixels in
and fucking listen and talk shit. And say, like, here you go, give them back to them, and you start talking.
Yeah,
shit.
And say, listen, motherfucker,
I hear you.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I remember watching something on Facebook that they wouldn't do that. Not Google though.
Let me see.
Oh, someone's fucking making this. Oh, Finch, he's I'm only writing you this to make a loud bling. Ooh, we got conversations going on.
We got some combos.
That's awesome.
Douche flute.
Who called this a douche flute? God damn it.
Oh, Sean said, pretty cool microphone.
Oh, thanks. They're two balls.
You got two balls. Two snowballs.
We'll put a dick right here.
What does it say?
An icicle dick.
Icicle dick. Robin said, make a joke about Pam and Finch in a room.
Oh.
But I got nothing.
Pam and Finch are sitting in a tree. KISSING. In a room. next
gen graphics cards
are being launched. What did you hear about that?
Yeah, they launched it on the 17th.
Oh, they did?
Their RTX.
Next gen for like what? Consoles?
For PCs. Computers?
That's badass.
Yeah.
How much are those cost?
Like, I think $700 to start off with.
So they could get a new product within the next year?
Yeah, well, I mean, freaking graphics card costs as much as a fucking computer.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Let me stay up
with the freaking times.
There you go. Alicia watching. Hi, Alicia. How you doing? Cool, cool.
Dang, we got a lot of freaking
people. Yeah, people are talking up the storm. Greg. Greg's a camera hog. Is that what it says? Ah, shit. Sorry. I'm the sex symbol of the group.
Yeah. He's more sexier than me.
Well, I can move it over, fuck. If you want to see, fucking Glenn.
Hey!
I don't give a shit. This is the way this thing's positioned. That was weird. No, you're weird.
Finch, we gotta have you on the show.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah, Finch has some stories. He'll probably tell us.
Come on, Finch.
So,
Mavericks Proving Grounds. Have you heard?
Nope. What's that?
It's like you know how like PUBG and Black Ops and Fortnite's blowing up right now.
Mm-hmm. Is that battleground shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the battle royale, their limit is 100.
100.
Yeah, 100 players.
Well, these guys go to like 200.
These guys are up to 1,000.
What? It's like a full-on war.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Or these guys are going to release it up to 1,000. Like, so, like, you, like, I don't know how big their map's going to be.
That's be huge.
Yeah. But, like, you can walk around and just pick off people. Which will be more exciting, like, you can, like in Fortnite, you're just walking.
Hang on real quick. Stop it. Please. Come here. Hey, go ahead.
Like, you're just walking. Like in Fortnite, you're walking.
Yeah.
PUBG, you're walking. H1Z1, you're walking the whole time. And you get up to like 30 player count and you get shot.
Yeah.
This one is going to be more intense, dude. Like, can you imagine 1,000 players?
That's like full on war.
Yeah.
Imagine that on VR.
Last one. Last one standing of 1,000.
That's like Nikki Pro.
Right?
Automatic Pro.
Automatic.
Automatic Pro.
Automatic. And I guess, like, we were playing GTA Online the other day, weren't we?
Yeah.
I guess if you buy a drone, it stops those players from trolling.
Oh, really?
You remember, like, those people on the flying bikes and shit?
The hybrid bikes?
Yeah, I guess a drone can, like,
just hitting out of the sky. I'm getting that shit.
We're getting a drone, dude. Fuck.
That's pretty bad. That's when they're going to release that.
I think it's already released.
Oh, we're getting that.
But we got to, like, spend money.
Of course.
Of course. Thanks, GTA.
Well, I don't really play GTA all that much, but maybe I will because of that.
Yeah, well, I'm, like, my little brother was saying, Cody, who was on the last podcast, he was saying Red Dead Online, if you look at it, they don't have flying shit back in the day.
Nope.
You know, which is...
Well, unless you think of cowboys and aliens or some shit.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be aliens in Red Dead.
That'd be awesome.
And then the first photos appear for the N64 Classic, dude.
Yes, for the Mini?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what I've been waiting for.
Yeah, they have I think the first one was where they had the controller.
Okay.
Like for the Wii U port, yeah. like all the classics have, like the port for to plug in the controller.
Yeah,
it's made for the N64. And they patented it, so
that's badass.
Pretty dope, skis.
We don't fucking play 007 on that long,
right? Hopefully, they have 007.
Oh, they have to. It's like the best game for the N64,
right? Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Oh, Conker's pretty good. But you get down rare that new Xbox game, rare something.
Vince said he was down.
Awesome. Vinci.
Robin said, give a shout out to Sativa Dominant Hybrids.
This is a shout out to Sativa Dominant Hybrids.
Whatever that is.
Fucking means. I'm assuming that's weed.
Yeah, I think. Mm-hmm. PSN has been down a lot for some reason.
They're always down.
Freaking bastards. Oh!
Ooh, Spider-Man's new suit. Dark blue, suit. Huh?
Yeah.
That's all that's different is dark blue?
Yeah, I guess.
He doesn't look much different. It's just dark. The blue's more darker.
Well, didn't he have, like, a trim? Oh, that's not the,
That's not the new suit?
That's not the iron suit.
Right? Yeah, that's not the iron. That's his regular Spider-Man suit, just darker blue.
Yeah. He said that they're definitely not finished with the... They're far from finishing with a new movie.
Okay.
He said they're far from finished.
Okay.
Okay.
The new Spider-Man?
Yeah. What's it called?
I don't know.
Far From Home.
Far From Home, okay.
That's what it is. YouTube was down.
What? They're never down.
Right?
That's crazy. What? When they go down? 18 hours ago?
No.
YouTube is down, but it's back on.
Yeah.
What's going on with fucking...
Stephen Hawking?
Yeah.
I guess in his last book that he wrote, he said...
There's no God. Yeah.
Because I guess even before he died, he said there is no God. There is just like you're plugged in, and if somebody were unplug a computer,
yeah,
it's done.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it's like an on and off switch.
Yeah.
And that's what life is. It's just unplugged.
Just unplugged.
That's it.
Darkness.
Yeah.
That's freaky.
Yeah. So I guess he's living in darkness.
Mental. At least not in a wheelchair no more.
Yeah. Right?
He said that because he couldn't take the stairway to heaven.
No stairway. Max Payne.
Doors around here. Gosh.
Max Payne was originally planned to have multiplayer.
Oh, Max Payne was?
Wouldn't that be dope?
That'd be badass. That was a good game with the slow-mo.
Yeah, can you imagine just like going slow-mo and trying to shoot other players?
A lot of lags.
Well, yeah. But like...
Especially back then.
Well, I mean like four players?
Yeah. Oh, four players, yeah. Like, they didn't have online game back then, huh?
They didn't really have... Yeah, they didn't have... online back then when the first Max Payne was out. So it kind of be like the 007 with like slow mo.
The bullets showing little.
Yeah.
Little waves. That was a good game.
That would have been cool multiplayer.
That would have been badass. That would have been badass.
Dope. Metal Gear Solid is teasing something. Like
a new game or what?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe. Hopefully it's not Survive.
Yeah.
Because Survive sucked.
I never played Metal Gear.
Really?
Really.
What?
I just never played it.
It's fucking dope.
Yeah, I've heard. I just
the first one. I haven't finished the fifth one. I finished all of them.
That's a lot of fucking games.
Like, but the fifth one's just long, and it's just every time like, I play, I freaking restart it and have to start over again, and I gotta finish the storyline.
Yeah.
But I guess the voice actor for Snake,
mm-hmm.
he's saying there's something new on Twitter or something like that.
I thought Snake died.
There's like a bunch of snakes, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because there's Big Boss, which is Snake, and then there's... It's confusing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So well, who's the one that died? The famous one that died?
I think Solid Snake.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I have to play through them all again.
Really?
Which I want PlayStation to come out with like a newer Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear.
like a newer one. Yeah. Updated graphics with the Fox Engine with like the newer graphics.
Yeah.
But Konami sucks now that they don't have Hideo Kojima.
What the fuck that means? Are you speaking Japanese to me now?
Hideo Kojima, the director of Metal
okay.
Gear.
Okay.
Come on now.
Shows how much I know.
Yeah, but he's teasing. He left Konami, I think, because of when he did that Silent Hills.
Okay.
You know what that is?
Yeah, I know what that is.
That like fucking crazy demo that they had. Konami didn't want him to do it. And he was like, well, fuck you.
I'm doing it anyways.
Yeah. And then they fired him or he left. And then he went to go make his own company, which is with PlayStation.
Okay.
And now they got that Death Stranding game that they're teasing a lot.
Yeah, the game was
when everybody well, wants to play it,
yeah.
but they don't know what the fuck it's about. Yeah.
Your brother was talking about that last week.
Yeah.
That game was good. I looked it up.
Yeah. But I guess, like I said, the voice actor for Snake, the newer Snake, he's like, there's something coming or whatever.
And it's this dick. What? Got him. That's cool. Too bad I never played any of them. What else you got?
You know that bounty hunter show for Star Wars?
Yeah, the fucking I forgot what it's called now.
Mandalorian.
Yeah, Mandalorian. Yeah. Is it about the bounty hunter or is it about Mandalorians?
I think it's about bounty hunters.
There was like two famous fucking bounty hunters that were Mandalorian, and one was Jango Fett.
Jango and Boba.
Yeah, and one was a clone. Like, those are the only two famous.
Yeah. Though. Elijah Wood is going to join in.
Ooh. He's going to have his dog with him, too?
Huh?
He's going to have his dog with him, too?
Well, Wilfred?
Yeah, Wilfred. He's going to have the ring.
Fuck oh, him. Yeah. Fucking with his hand up and shit.
With his little dagger.
His fucking hobbit.
Star Wars.
He's going to be a hobbit in the Star Wars universe.
Is he going to be a Mandalorian?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
That's cool. I know, what's his face? Mark Hamill joined Nightfall.
Nightfall?
It's a show in history about the fucking you know, the Templar Knights. And the raids. He joined that show.
Oh yeah,
he's gonna be on that. Yeah,
dope.
It's a pretty cool show.
Mark Hamill.
If you like Vikings, have you seen that show Vikings?
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good show. It's just like that, but fucking with Templars instead of Vikings.
It's like
it's about the Crusades.
It's like Sons of Anarchy with Vikings or with Templar Knights.
Yeah, the raids.
Yeah.
You know, the Crusades.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he joined that show. We got anything going? Oh, we got Martin watching. Kayla's watching. Oh, they're lying because there's only one person watching now.
They're canceling Luke Cage.
Oh, okay. They should cancel fucking Iron Fist.
Right?
That show sucked.
I don't know. I haven't been catching up with the Netflix Marvel.
The only good one, Daredevil.
Yeah. And Arrow.
Arrow's not.
Oh, Arrow's CW.
It's CW, yeah.
C-dubs.
Yeah. Well, you got any tech?
No.
No tech?
Not really. Cool. For the fact that Robin, he said that the new GTX cards.
Okay.
That's really.
Thank you, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.
Glad to have you on the show again, man.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's a short little podcast. We have no guests today. But do tune in next week to the live one on Mixler. Check it out.
Here we go.
Oh, you got another? Fuck yeah.
Alexa's whispered mode is now up. Sorry, Alexa.
Alexa, don't talk.
Don't do it.
Alexa, stop. Good.
Good girl.
What's whisper mode?
I told you that one podcast.
Yeah. Alexa, enable whisper mode.
Sure. Whispered responses is now on.
What?
Alexa. Hi. How you doing? Hello.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Alexa. Fart. Fart.
Oh,
what's whisper mode? Like, you just go whisper to her? Mm-hmm. So if you talk real loud, Alexa, fart.
Oh!
That's awesome. JP is watching. Hey, JP.
Hey, what's up? Let's see. I don't know. God of War's developer is on a huge hiring spree.
Oh, you guys want a job? God of War. Say, Alexa, I love you. Oh. Alexa, I love your whispering eye. Alexa, I love your whispering eye.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
She doesn't know that one.
She doesn't. What? Star Wars 9 leak reveal title, and it's all about Kylo Ren.
Darth Disney, huh?
They gotta leave that guy alone. That guy's a pussy.
Right? He's just a little fucking. He's throwing his little tent of champions.
Yeah. I hate the new fucking trilogy, dude.
Darth Disney, bro. I think it's okay. I like Kylo Ren. I like Kylo Ren more in The Last Jedi than I did in The Force Awakens. But Rey. I want to see more character development with her.
I think they are.
You know?
Like, they're going to finally reveal who her parents are.
It's probably something stupid, like Kathleen Kennedy.
But I guess they're going to, episode 9, A New Order.
A New Order?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the title?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Oh,
a new Jedi Order,
and the new Order, isn't it?
Like fucking Hulk Hogan,
like the First Order.
That's New World Order. I think.
Shout out to fucking Absolute Marks.
NWO brother,
what?
Oh yeah,
there are people saying in leaks that Dark Plagueis is going to be in it.
That'd be badass. He is canon.
Jar Jar Binks?
He's canon too.
Well, I mean, some people are saying Jar Jar Binks is Darth Plagueis.
No, no. I see why they're saying that, because he's fucking the dumbass that gave up his power to the Supreme Chancellor. Like, he was working with him the whole time.
Yeah.
It was up to him, and if it wasn't because of him, he would never got the whole power.
Yeah. Rule of two, man.
So,
rule of two.
Jar Jar is just an idiot, so come on, people. He's not a fucking Sith Lord. He's a fucking idiot.
Nobody wants Jar Jar
in
episode 9.
Just like he said to Qui-Gon, I speak. The ability to speak doesn't make you smart or some shit, you know? Fucking, uh-oh. Uh-oh, did we stop? All right, we're going. We're still going.
Whoa. They made Golden Girls pop?
A Golden Girls pop?
Yeah. They made a cereal.
Oh, a cereal. Oh, the Funko came out with fucking Pez.
They did?
Yeah, they have Pez dispensers now. They teamed up with Pez.
That's like double collection.
Dude, right? I'm getting some, bro. They have the 66 Batman series, you know, with Dick Grayson, you know?
Not Brick.
Yeah, check them out, dude. And he comes with a little pack of Pez.
What?
And it says Funko and Pez on it.
And speaking of Metal Gear Survive, I guess, they have an event for the Halloween kind of shit. They summon Pyramid Head.
Who's Pyramid Head?
Silent Hill.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking guy that drags a big old... I guess they're summoning him.
Okay, you the Pyramid Head?
Yeah. That guy. That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that plays Metal Gear Survive.
I haven't even heard of it.
I don't know. I don't play it.
Which, by the way, speaking of video games, I've been getting messages from people. Let me know that you listen to the podcast and I'll accept you. You just can't send me random messages. I don't know if it's a hack or... Because we mentioned our PSN names. I got some person, you need to smile more. It's like, did she watch? Like, I don't know.
Me?
I don't know. So I was like, just let me know you listen to the podcast and I'll accept you and we'll play some games.
Let's do it.
Righteous Scum.
Glenn Miller 1626. And I guess they're rolling out the beta for that in November. I can't wait. Jesus. And then I'll have to tell you a guy's different name when I change it.
Oh, yeah. To this change name? What are you going to change yours to?
Huh?
What's some ideas you're going to change yours to?
I'm trying to roll with Sergeant Smelly Pits.
I'm going to change mine to Kid Funky Fried.
Kid Funky Fried?
Kid Funky Fried.
Funky Fried. Funko Fried.
Kid Funko Fried.
I guess Disney took out, on Wreck-It Ralph 2, they had a joke about Kylo Ren.
And they took it out?
And they took it out.
Because his whole character's a joke.
True. True. Yeah, that whole, I don't know what the joke was about, though.
Look it up. Is that Kermit the Frog?
Kermit the Frog here.
That's okay. That's not Kermit. It's Disney, right?
Yeah, it's Disney.
Kermit. Smelly fingers, smelly bacon.
It says, at one point, we had a joke about Kylo Ren being a spoiled child. True. How is he spoiled, though?
Well, his dad was a fucking... Fucking Han Solo, was he?
Yeah, and his mom's Leia.
He smuggled all kinds of good shit. And his mom's Princess Leia. Of course he's a spoiled-ass child. Fucking Prince Kylo.
Yeah. He's probably a liberal.
Ooh.
Ooh.
We just lost Afro listeners.
Oh, man.
What else you got? Make a million jackpot, that's nothing to do with
no
that.
Winners.
No winners.
$1.6 billion.
So you drink some beer. Who's on our Facebook Live? We're just trying to make this go as long as we can because only two of us. to be real.
To be real.
So hey guys, beers. Fucking drink some beers. Saturday for the boys.
Saturdays are always for the boys.
Well, the guy from Coors died, man.
Coors?
Yeah, the great-grandson of Adolf Coors.
Adolf?
His name was Adolf Coors.
What?
Yeah. Okay, that was a good name back in the day. All right, Hitler had to fuck everything up.
Thanks, Hitler.
But, you know, his great-grandson took over the business in 1936, I think. It's just something I can. Never drinking. He just recently died. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
He made aluminum cans, dude.
He made aluminum
cans? Yeah, he started aluminum cans. Aluminum.
What sucks? I prefer bottles over cans.
I prefer your dick in my mouth. I'm not.
Oh, the director of Harold and Kumar died.
Oh, really? Rest in peace.
And Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, is that it?
I guess.
Short little episode today, but hope it was fun. I just bought a ticket.
To what?
Probably to a lot of, we just talked about it. Fuck yeah, man. I hope you win. If you do, can I borrow like $10?
$10. Can I borrow like $1 million?
No, I just want $10. I didn't borrow, just give me $10.
Well, Finch, I hope you win.
Our little buddy Finchy, I miss that guy.
Yeah. We gotta have you on the show, Finch.
So we'll get you going. So check in next week for our live podcast.
For sure. We're gonna have Geronimo on the next episode, hopefully, if he gets in touch with us.
And we just got Pam.
We just got Pam.
And then Finchy.
And Finchy.
So we got guests the next 3 weeks. Look forward to that.
This one's a little short because we didn't have anybody.
Yeah. We've been so busy because I got that new job.
Yeah. What's that all about?
I'm going to be a refrigeration mechanic.
Heck yeah.
No more graveyard for me.
For me, though.
Yeah, for you, though. You'd be the graveyard geek.
I am the graveyard geek. Finch says he got you. Amelia, on me or him?
Get me in time, baby.
I can borrow $1 million. Greg can borrow $10.
Okay. Ten times $1 million. It's all right. I didn't want to say that, but ten times $1 million now. Since you got me.
All right, guys. This is Graveyard Geeks
Graveyard Geeks Podcast signing out.
I got a little tongue twisted.
Alrighty.
He said he'll be down Thanksgiving weekend. Finch, we got you.
We'll fucking put you in the calendar, man. If anybody else, email us at graveyardgeek00@gmail.com or graveyardgeeks@gmail.com.
Oh, he remembered.
Yeah, of course I do. It's our podcast, dude. It's our baby.
It's our baby. Make sure you sign in next week for Geronimo, hopefully. Geronimo! This is Glenn signing out.
This is Gregory signing out.